Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and in the room with me is my dad, my dog, and my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Dad and Blaze, you don't say anything. Well, you can. Mom?
I forgot to turn my phone off. I'm
rule
sorry.
Number one of podcasting. Now you're going to look at your text and get very distracted because she's not turning off her ringer. She's reading the
Colleen
text message.
Asked me a question. I have to answer it.
You're in the middle of a podcast.
I can do two things at once. I'm a mother.
No, you can't, because I know you. Because
so
you're blind, and so you have to struggle to read your text. She's making a face. We literally started this podcast.
I'm done. Look, I turned it
four
on the red
seconds ago.
But I'm gonna look in case she says
I know you are.
I would do the same thing if I was with her and you texted me. Okay, go.
I have called you many a time and you did not answer, and I could have been dead in a ditch.
I was probably in a pool or in a shower or
something. Right now you're in a podcast.
I am.
We all know it's who your favorite child is.
Oh, shush. Don't let Trent know that he's my favorite.
I was going to say that joke, but, you know, he doesn't listen to this, so we wouldn't hear it. All right. I didn't look up if there are any national holidays today.
Do you want me to do that? My phone's right here.
Oh, my God. Sure. Look it up.
Did you see the video on Trent?
I haven't watched it yet because
it's
I would get a little emotional.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do that.
It's endearing.
I didn't want to get emotional, so I didn't watch it. I know the story. I'll watch it eventually. I kind of know the whole story, though.
This is true. You do know the whole story.
I've kind of grown up with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No, I did it wrong.
She did. Of course she did.
What?
You'd have no idea what we're doing. Did you get another text message and get distracted?
No, I said
talk into your microphone.
National holidays
today.
Don't be today.
On the microphone. Oh, my God.
How do you find that? It's not a holiday.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God. I have a computer
what
in front of me. You are a mess.
Monday.
Holidays
oh, no, that's
of
January.
Today. Oh, my God. I love that this is our podcast today. Okay. I've looked it up. It is Gorgeous Grandma
Wait.
Day.
Yes. Wait, is it for Monday or
yeah,
Sunday?
It's Monday.
Oh, okay.
So observed on the 23rd.
And I shall have to do my hair tomorrow.
So happy Gorgeous Grandma Day. Okay. And it's also Hot Enough For You Day.
I believe it, because we're all supposed to have a heat wave out here in California this week.
Yes, it's observed on the 23rd. So apparently it's really hot all this day every year.
I guess so.
All right,
Why
then.
Why are we complaining?
Because it's hot. When you're hot, you can complain. No matter
True.
What the degree is, if you're hot, you're hot. You can complain.
Yes.
It's not a competition. It's just hot.
It's just hot.
No one likes being hot. I went to Universal Studios, and I was a butt most of the day because I was hot. I was cranky. I was
what
just
you,
like,
What do you call that? You know, when you're hungry and you get angry, you're hangry. What are you when you're hot?
And angry?
Hungry. Nope.
Nope. You just did hangry.
Hot-gry.
Hot-gry?
I don't like that word.
Hot-gry. Hot-gry. Well, it's more you're more cranky.
Cranky.
So you're hanky?
Honky.
Honky?
You're honky.
Honky? I am honky. Hot and grumpy? No, that's
hot
not even a cranky. Hot and cranky.
Oh,
goodness.
We digress. Okay.
Okay. So something I actually wrote down to talk about.
Oh.
The least... exciting news. Comic-Con, that's not the it was this weekend in San Diego. That's exciting, but I haven't heard anything exciting from it.
No.
So I think it's just been a really calm, enjoyable weekend for people. There was no I didn't see any drama, and I didn't see any like explosion of amazingness.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it went well for everybody.
Well, good.
So that's great. Good for you, Comic-Con. In more excited, where is my dog is like weaving
know.
Through everything right now.
Okay.
And, this is more exciting news. Do you know James Charles, the YouTuber, beauty guru?
Yes.
Yeah. He leaked his own nudes on Snapchat.
Oh, nudes?
Yes.
Oh, naked nudes. That's
what a nude is.
I thought you said news. Like, I got the topics here today. I got the news.
He posted a naked picture of himself.
Whoops.
But.
Was it on purpose?
It might have been.
Okay.
You couldn't actually see anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen people show more on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could have just edited that picture with better light. You can tell it was an accident because the lighting wasn't perfect and it was, like, clearly, like, not a photo shoot. It was, like, there was a mirror and he was sending pictures. But if he, like, if that picture was just like in a better location, I could have totally posted on Instagram. It'd be
How
fine.
How do you accidentally post something on Instagram? There's so many steps. No, Rachel.
Not nudes, but I have accidentally posted to
Wait, I didn't see those.
I have accidentally posted to my story instead of to a person. I have 100% done that. And so I understand it because sometimes you just do things that just your thumb is used to doing, you know, just clicking, blah, 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 clicking, clacking.
But
and then
you'd
have
to open Instagram. You were sending something
to Snapchat.
Oh, Snapchat.
Okay. It's Snapchat. Okay. So it's just, and also with the upgrades of Snapchat, I don't even know what's happening.
Who knows what's going on?
So, but that, this be a rule to people, just don't send dirty photos to anybody. Luckily, nothing was actually showing in his photo.
Good.
It was more of a seductive nude, like side view, no clothes, but then his hand covering his junk.
Little side boob.
Little side boob. So, luckily, nothing was really seen. And I'm just saying, if it was a better location, better lighting, he could have just posted it out on his Instagram and no one would have blinked an eye. That it would have been like, yeah, sister, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's all. Hmm. Did look good. His butt looked good in it. So, but he didn't see, he tweeted about it, so he didn't seem too distraught. It was just one of those, oh, dang it moments. Yeah. You caught me. I was sending nudes to people.
I know it's easy to text the wrong person.
Yes.
That's very easy to do.
That's very easy. It's all easy to do.
Yeah.
So that's why you just don't send nudes to people.
Yeah. It's like when you're doing woodwork. Measure twice, cut once.
So when you send a nude,
check
measure
twice. No, don't send nudes. No, Rachel.
When you're sending anything. I have gotten Matt constantly, not nudes, just normal texting. He'll just, whatever he meant to send to his friends, he texts me because I'm just the person that he constantly texts. So it's just, things happen.
Yeah.
And you know what? At the end of the day, you might accidentally send something like a nude to your mom. You don't want that. So just don't send nudes.
It's not like we haven't seen it before as moms.
But do you really want to get your pure?
No.
Exactly.
No.
All right.
Tim sent an accidental text to his boss's wife.
Really?
He said, good morning, beautiful. It was meant for me.
How on earth?
Accidents happen,
did,
Rachel.
How did you not get fired?
They all thought it was funny.
Oh, okay. that's weird. And different nudes. Off the sexual pictures. Buses, like tour buses, are now banned from visiting the Full House property, you know, in San Francisco.
Oh, they're selling it.
Well,
people were getting
annoyed.
They're selling the Brady Bunch house. That's the house that's being sold.
I hadn't heard yet. I hadn't.
Sorry.
But people, you know, people know the house in San Francisco. Like, you Google it. It's very easy to find the park right across the street. But the people in that neighborhood and the owners of the house are getting so annoyed because people just walk up to the door, take pictures.
Yep.
And, like, the street is constantly filled with it. They're noisy. So they banned the tour buses from stopping there. I mean, you can't ban from people from walking there.
No, you can't. But
But they've banned the tour buses, so maybe it'll help
drive that neighborhood crazy.
That would be so annoying.
Yeah,
especially if you own that house.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, you know, there's people that probably try and look in the windows.
Yeah,
because there are people who probably think the thing was actually filmed in the house.
Right.
No one understands, like, studios and things. Yeah. So
in other news, the Brady Bunch house is on the market.
I did not know that.
Yes.
I don't even remember what it looked like. I remember it's ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a relatable tweet of the week. It says, I am 36 years old and I still cannot put things in alphabetical order without singing the effing ABC song in my head. And I've never related to anything more.
Same.
When people are like, here, put this in alphabetical, or like put this in its spot and it's like alphabetical order, I look at the thing for a while singing the ABCs and like, do you not know alphabet? I'm like, listen, I don't know what's after K. Give me a second.
J.
I will, if you let me sing it, I'll get there. What's after P? I don't know. So
cute.
What?
You and Colleen would race?
Louder.
Oh. Just you and Colleen would race doing the alphabet in signing. Would you sing it in your head?
Oh, yeah. You have to sing it in your head.
You have to.
When you're signing anything. My dad is doing motions. Oh, yeah. No, I have to sing it in my head to do anything. I can't. Can you just, do you know, can you do it backwards? See, when people can do it backwards, that means they
know.
Z. Oh, good. You don't see, you're going, you're doing
X, Y, Z. Why?
If I know it's after M, that's where I start the alphabet. It's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, V, W, X, Y, and Z. But if it's in the, after, if I know it's after M, I'll just go, M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-U-E. I feel like the song actually ruined us.
Probably.
Like it made it.
But we remember the alphabet now.
Yeah, we did. Well, we know the song. We don't know the alphabet. We know the song.
Okay, well, yeah.
That's what it comes down to. True. I don't know the alphabet. I know the song. That's all.
Ripped off the melody from Twinkle Twinkle.
Yeah, they did. They ripped off the melody from Twinkle Twinkle. My mom is getting so mad at my dad because he's making comments away from the microphone.
He can comment. Just get his face up here so you guys don't be like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't actually listen to the podcast, so I don't know. Anyway, did you hear about the baby that was born in Chick-fil-A? It was born in the Chick-fil-A bathroom. So Chick-fil-A decided to give it free food for its entire life, a lifetime supply of free food, and then a guaranteed job when the kid turns 14.
Why didn't they give the parents the lifetime Chick-fil-A?
Do you know how many people are going to go try and give birth at Chick-fil-A?
Oh, yeah, that's
what is happening? Why did this baby deserve free food for the rest of its life?
No, the mother does.
The mother does.
She birthed it.
I know. It should be the mom. But why? I just am confused as to why. I was born in the hospital. I don't get free healthcare. I saw that joke. I stole it from Twitter. But
oh, my.
It was a good little realization. Yeah. So I just don't understand why it happened. And I know there are going to be people that try to give birth in Chick-fil-A bathrooms now.
Maybe it was for the first and only.
Well, obviously, they're going to start putting up signs. Please don't give birth in our bathrooms. Have a great day. Can we help you with anything else?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. But they seem pretty happy about it. The mom and the baby are healthy, from what I see, which is what's important to me.
Good.
In Instagram news, you can now see when your friends are active because it shows you a green dot next to their profile. Which
I don't like this.
Don't worry. You are able to turn it off.
Oh, good.
But I hate that. Yeah. I don't want people to know that I don't have a life on Friday night or that I'm awake at 4 a.m. or just like sometimes I don't want to.
Well, I think for us also it's, not so much me, but you guys, so much of your life is already out there.
Yeah.
There's got to be a few things that are just
sometimes
private.
I don't want you guys to know when I'm online. I'm looking. I'm kind of always on. But sometimes I go on Twitter and I'm like, oh, I don't want to like something because then you all know that I'm active
right
now.
Yeah, and that's what I finally figured out is if I like something and then I go off and then I get a whole bunch of DMs, which is fine.
Yeah.
But then I don't go back on for a while.
Yeah, because sometimes it's
just
a fun. But
there's like 20 new ones. I'm
sometimes
like, come on.
Sometimes I just want to be just, you know, a little private. You know,
we should have a fake one. See everything that way.
That's what's going to happen. Or you can just turn it off.
Oh, then I can't keep up on my kids.
There you go. Did you know that there are already self-driving cars?
Without a person in it?
Yeah.
No.
Because there's a company that apparently, my autocorrect changed it so I can't say their name. They changed it to an actual word instead of the company's word. I hate autocorrect. But anyway, some company has...
We're a very informative talk show.
But they have their self-driving cars have driven 8 million miles on public roads.
Wait, without the other person in it?
It's a self-driving car.
Have you heard of this, Timothy?
I heard that they were testing them, but they usually have a person in there in case something goes wrong.
I'm sure there is someone in there, but I just know the car is doing all the work.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done 8 million miles.
Jeepers.
Which is, that's 25,000 a day.
There was that Uber car that actually hit a pedestrian.
Yeah, I don't think it's
in the car.
Yeah, I don't think it's run by Uber. I think it's a different company. Like Waze.
But it's the same idea then.
It's the same idea.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know that this was just happening. I feel like I should have consented to this.
I think so too.
I am on the road.
Let me know when they're on so I cannot be on.
Right? Road. I don't want to. An online activist flooded Google search engine. So when you type in idiot, the images are all Donald Trump.
I like that one.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, wait, how do I get it? So when someone searches my name, it's all just pretty pictures. How are they able to make it? So
yeah,
I'm sure there is an easy way and it's just no one does it. Cause I remember something happened. This happened previously, but not with Donald Trump, a different president. And I can't remember who it was. But I mean, I've only known three presidents. Four presidents. Well, how many have I been alive for? Four? Was Clinton in office?
Divided by four.
Yeah, was Clinton in office?
Clinton was there, right?
In 91? Yeah? It was Clinton, right?
I have no clue.
And then it was Bush, then it was Obama.
It was Bush and then Bush. Was it Bush?
Bush, Clinton.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't alive for Bush Sr.
Right.
Just Bush Jr.
Jr.
All right. Glad we straightened this out, guys. I've had four presidents in my lifetime. I have been okay with all but one. Dad's just smiling at me. Anyway. Oh, speaking of our stupid president, he has declared that he's going to put really big, hard tariffs on China, anything shipping in from China.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, what his brain is doing, but that is going to raise prices on Apple, Fitbit, and Sonos. So if those products weren't already expensive enough,
they're going to be more.
They're going to all be raised by, I think it was 10%.
Yikes.
Which is a lot when you're buying like a $3,000 computer. Mm-hmm. That's, and then plus taxes on top of that. Because the more you raise the prices, the more you actually have to pay on top of that because the taxes add even more.
Right.
So, thanks, yikes. Trump. That's great. You're doing, everyone's really happy about it. Another thing is lawmakers are considering making Netflix and Hulu send out a federal emergency alert. So, you know how like on TV.
Yeah, they should.
Well, can they? They're private companies, aren't they?
Yeah, but I think that since they're so popular and so many people have shut off cable.
Yeah, well, I think it's smart, but I
although it comes to your smartphones now.
Yeah, which I'm not happy about.
You have to sign up for them, though, don't you?
No.
I did.
I didn't sign up for it. It just happens. Sometimes it's just like an Amber Alert will come on, which is great. Oh, yeah. Cool to protect the children.
I signed up for that, too.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I'll get like flood alerts or thunderstorm alerts.
Yeah.
But they're starting. I do think it's smart. Mm-hmm. While it will annoy me, as long as I don't do the testing. Remember on cable when it would do the testing, it was just that loud beeping noise. And it's like, this is a program.
This is a test. The national broadcast.
Oh, if they do that, I'm going to be pissed.
But if it saves your life one day, it's worth it.
Listen. You can have it. Yeah. If you're saving my life, if you're like, listen, thunderstorm or flood or fire, great. Obviously, I'm excited for you to tell me. I'm not excited about it, but I'm happy that you told me. But don't test it. I don't want them to test it.
How are they
going to
know if it works?
They test it with their science outside of my computer. Use your science. Don't use me. That's rude.
Technology. Use your technology.
No, use your science. I don't want to be your guinea pig. I didn't sign up for that. I am not. Well, you're paying. I don't even know how much it is.
I'm paying for your Netflix.
Yeah, I'm bummed on my mom's Netflix. I pay for my own Hulu, though.
Yes, you do.
I pay for my own Hulu, and I do not pay.
You pay
I don't
for
know
your
the
own
bill.
Phone?
Yeah, I. Yeah,
you pay. You pay your.
How
thing.
Much is Netflix?
I don't know, Tim.
$11.99. That's it per month. That's it. Why am I still bumming off you guys?
Like the next one up, or is that Hulu?
The basic that's... used to be $7.99, and with the $9.99, I think it's $11.99 now.
I don't know.
I bought my own Hulu because Hulu kicks off a certain amount of people.
Yes, that was frustrating
to be the owner,
and you're done with a long, long day, and you just want to watch your favorite show, and it's like you can't get on.
Yeah,
and then you call everybody. Is your Hulu on? No. Is your Hulu on? No. And then it really was. They just had it running in the background.
Oh yeah, it's just up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they just didn't close. Yeah, they just didn't close it out.
Oh, life's so hard.
It's so difficult. Oh my gosh! Don't test me.
We are so spoiled.
Don't test me.
So spoiled.
Hulu's more expensive, yeah. I feel like Hulu's like $20.
I think it's like $14.99 or something like that.
Or if you pay for it without ads.
Yeah, I pay for like the premium, so no me. Ads.
Yeah.
If I am paying that much a month and they test me, dog, why are you licking me so much? Do you want to, Grandpa? Yeah. Oh, he's trying to get through. We've created a human barricade to the couch, and so he's licking all of us to get through.
Well, it's working.
It is working because we all moved out of his way. Oh, my God. Did you also know, so there's self-driving cars. Did you know that there are flying cars?
No, we were just talking about that.
There are three active, like, good flying cars.
But are they good?
Yeah, they
are
work.
Are they good cars? And are they good planes?
They're,
you can't have good cars and good planes.
They're
bad cars and a bad plane.
Well, they're, what was it described? Like a Vespa scooter of the sky. Like, it's like,
so it's
not
a really
scooter
a good
of the
plane.
Sky. It works. Yeah. The co-founder of Google, Larry something. What is his name? I wrote it down. Co-founder? His name is not Google, Dad.
Larry Google.
It's Larry Page. But he finally came out and was like, yeah, never mind. I'm part of it. Like, because people were like trying to figure, because they're very secretive about it. Because they don't want anyone to steal the technology. Until it's perfect, you know. It's
I
a
think
big
I'd
thing.
Rather have a plane and then have a car and have a boat.
How
it's
cool!
Like the duck boats. They're a bad boat, and they're bad.
Okay,
time.
Dad, come to the microphone and tell us about the duck boats. I've heard you mention it like 6 times before we started podcasting. Come here.
Well, I'm just saying the duck boat is a bad boat.
What is a duck boat?
It's a tour boat.
It's an amphibious vehicle where you can go on land and sea.
Oh, like the land shark in Santa Barbara. Yeah. But yes. It's a duck boat.
Yeah, but they take tours out, and they just had one sink in the lake in Missouri because...
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
It went out in rough water.
The storm came up really quickly. Yeah.
But anyway.
It shouldn't have been out. But so a boat's a boat, a car's a car, a plane's a plane.
That's
is that what you're getting
that's
to?
That's what we're getting
and
to.
And you're just going to stick with that?
I'm sticking with it.
You wouldn't want to be sitting on the freeway and be like... I got some jet fuel. Might as well lift up over all these cars and get to my destination.
See, you're not going to be able to do that. There's no way you're going to be able to do that.
I don't know. Well, obviously the government's going to shut it down
like
unless there's regulations.
Where you have to be speeding at a certain speed before you can get off the ground? Or is it like a
apparently
helicopter
it's just
that
straight
you
up.
Just hovers up?
That's what I read. It's just straight up.
So it's a helicopter and a car.
No, there's no propellers on the top. More of the jets.
Okay, well, then it's going to blow the other cars off the freeway. I'm
listen,
not liking
they haven't
this.
Made it perfect. That's why it's not in business.
That's why it's not a good car and it's not a good plane.
You know, okay.
The end.
Do you want to know my issue with it, you old farts?
Go for it.
If it breaks down, it's going to fall on people.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think of that.
But that's the same argument with planes. If it breaks down, it's going to fall on people. But if it's just like a person, do you need a pilot's license?
Yes, you would have to be flying.
Does Larry Page have a pilot's license?
I don't know him.
I don't either. We should go talk to him, co-founder of Google. I'm sure he's very easy to get a hold of.
I think he would have people fly for him.
Wouldn't you want to fly your own fly car?
I would love to fly a plane. Learn how to fly a plane or helicopter.
What, doesn't that take a lot of classes?
Yes.
It seems
and some
like
smarts. So,
it feels like it's taking a lot of time.
My smart seems to have been going downhill lately.
Maybe you just take some rides in a helicopter, Mom.
Okay.
Okay. Don't your eyes have to be pretty good?
Hey, I can see far away. It's just up close. So reading
the we're the opposite. We're the opposite.
Yeah, we
so
are.
I'll tell you what's up close. You tell me if we're about to hit something.
We'll make great flying partners.
We'll fly a plane together.
While doing a podcast.
While doing a podcast. Oh, my God. They'd hear our
with
death.
Blaze in the
no,
vehicle.
He could never. No. He is wiggling right now. YouTube news. YouTube banned accounts of parents who prank their kids, and it like is kind of depicting child abuse.
I agree.
That's great. Because there were a lot of accounts that were like pranking their kids, which was clearly child abuse.
Yes.
Like the kid is going through emotional trauma.
Right.
And so they've banned those accounts, which I think is great.
Yep.
Took them a little long to get there.
Yep.
But stepping up, and yeah. I like it. I think
not
it's
a
good.
I'm not a big prank person.
Neither
especially
am I.
With children, because they're just so, you know.
I hated that as a kid when people pull pranks on me. It's like, I can't do anything because I'm not an adult, so I can't do anything about it. You're just there. You're stuck. You're getting abused with this prank that people think is funny. You're laughing at me. Not only did you make
they
me
laugh.
Feel bad, now you're laughing at my
at
pain.
At my misfortune.
I hate pranks.
I don't like pranks.
My cousin Andrew and I always get into debate if pranks are evil, and if you are evil if you pull a prank. And I always say yes. And he's like, no, there's levels. I'm like, yeah, there's obviously levels.
Well, and define prank, though, too. I mean, I saw some of the YouTube ones, and I can't watch them.
A prank to me is a joke at another person's expense that brings them negative emotions.
Yeah, we don't like those.
I don't like that.
That's not nice.
So I don't like that.
No.
I get it. Like, oh, I pranked you. I don't even know. I don't even know. I don't even do pranks.
I pranked myself once.
Everyone's pranked themselves, Mom. That's deep. That just got deep. I prank myself on the daily.
You don't remember? In Australia, I used...
Oh, my God, like butt paste as toothpaste.
Was it butt paste? I can't remember.
She used some sort of cream.
Was it hemorrhoid cream?
I think it was hemorrhoid cream.
Some kind of cream
instead of
my toothpaste.
Because we woke up late or the time that we had to leave changed.
We had no sleep.
We had no sleep and we had to rush out the door and all of a sudden I hear my mom screaming. she thought she was brushing her teeth with toothpaste.
Maybe it was Neosporin or something. I don't know
I don't know. I hope it was not Neosporin or else you'd have had the runs that later. But you spit it
out. I didn't swallow. I don't.
But it's still in your mouth.
Yeah,
it gets in your saliva.
Yeah, under your tongue.
That's a thing. That was funny.
Man.
But we all
so
gone done
pranked
ourselves. We prank ourselves often.
Yeah.
It's okay. But don't prank your kids on YouTube.
Don't.
Or just
don't.
General.
No.
Oh, I read this. So Samsung apparently is launching a foldable phone next year. Flip phones, maybe?
Yeah. Hello? We've already had those.
That's why I read it and I was like, so a flip phone.
Right?
But it's, I looked at it and I think it's going to fail, but it's like your iPhone, but then you could fold it in half.
Like a flip phone.
But it's like a flip phone, but it's touch screen on both sides. So it's a smartphone on both sides.
You're going to have a crease in the guts.
Right? They try and made it look like there wasn't a crease, but you have to have a crease.
You have to have a crease. You got to have that hinge thing in there.
You have to have a hinge.
No hinging. I don't want a hinge on my phone.
I liked flip phones. They're more durable because you can drop them.
Yeah, but you didn't have all the fancy doodads that we have now.
It's true. That crease is going to get in people's way when they try and slide to do something.
Or playing a game on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't bother me. It's my game.
Don't. You interrupt my game. Oh, my mom. My mom. Why'd I call you mom?
I'm right here.
My mom. Listen, my mom. My mom. I went to Dave & Buster's and they had a Candy Crush game there. I won.
Of course you did. That's your jam. I practice daily.
Not sponsored, but I wish I was. So remember when Twitter said they were going to start being more... open, like lenient on their, not lenient, but like they were gonna start doing their verifications more to more people.
Who?
Twitter.
Oh,
listen,
yes.
Are you went somewhere else. You were gone. You ran out of my house, went down the street, started playing in a ball pit at McDonald's. Listen, we're in the middle of a podcast. You didn't even get a text message that time. Don't look at your phone. Don't you look at your phone.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Twitter is going to make it harder.
No.
Oh,
my God. Let me start this again.
Something about Twitter and verification.
Oh, my God. Remember? She's gone. She's done. She's turning red. Do you remember a few months ago?
Yes.
We talked about how Twitter was going to start giving the verifications away more often.
Oh,
and they were going to, because they didn't want it to be a status symbol.
Okay.
They wanted to be like, yes, we've verified that this person is who they say they are.
Yes.
That's what they wanted it to turn into. So more people would have it. And it was just to say, just to get rid of like fake accounts.
Yes.
But you had to verify you were you and saying who you were on Twitter.
Yes.
Well, they wanted to do that. And now they're not going to, because apparently they don't have the bandwidth to do it.
Oh,
so,
oh no.
You're stuck without the check mark.
But you got it for me.
Yeah, you got it. That's fine. You got that. You
thanks,
got that.
Rachel.
It's all about if you know someone. That's all. They wanted it to make it where you could apply for it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, we don't have the bandwidth and we'd rather put those resources to something else. So it's staying this status symbol.
Okay.
That's what it is. It was a good attempt. It was a good 4 seconds of attempt on them. More Instagram news, but Instagram didn't release it. They are quietly testing a thing where if you have a public account, you can remove people from following you. So you don't have to block them,
mm-hmm.
but you can make it so they don't follow you anymore. So it's more discreet than a block. Because like if you have
Facebook, if you unfollow, people don't know. But
yeah,
you
can
still be friends.
Yeah, exactly. But because people with private accounts could do it on Instagram, if you had a private Instagram account, you could say this person's not allowed to follow me more and they wouldn't see your stuff.
Oh.
But if you're like, they're like, the reason we do that is if you're just uncomfortable with a significant other keeping tabs on you, but you don't necessarily want to block them, but you don't want them to see every single time you post something.
Oh, got
it. Or like probably kids will do it with their parents.
Oh, no, kids don't. Let your mom know where you are at all times.
I didn't say I was going to do it, but I know that's what's going to turn. But I was like, I don't know, because I just feel like people are, it's not going to,
I don't know.
I think it's kind of like a waste of energy and time, because you could block and then unblock real quick and that'll remove someone from following you.
I did not know these tricks.
Yeah. These just little tricks you learn on the way, but they're just basically making that action. I think they realized people were doing that action a lot and just giving them an actual button instead of doing that action.
Gotcha.
So that's all. Do you have any other news, Mom?
Well, Dad talked about the butt.
Wow. You are on another level today. You're on a butt duck level. That's where you are today. You okay there, Mom? You back in the ball pit at McDonald's? Yeah. She's giving the microphone to my dad. And he's laughing now. Okay.
Okay. I think today was the duck boat.
Okay.
But that's been discussed.
Yes. Has it though? What was it? 17 people were
perished.
Taken by the storm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's bad. Terrible. I don't think those boats will be in business much longer because of it.
No.
That's sad. I always was skeptical about those boats.
I was like, too. The one in Santa Barbara is
the Land Shark.
Yeah.
Didn't Bailey want to own one? That was her dream car.
Did, right?
Yeah, to be like, what car do you want when you're older? She said the Land Shark.
Oh my gosh. Good memory.
How could you forget that? It was genius.
Yeah, it was.
Bailey had some amazing one-liners growing up. Oh my goodness. Okay, so I don't really have a game today, so we can just play 20 questions.
Oh, great.
Will that feel you, make you feel better?
If I can stay focused that long, yeah, sure, let's do it.
Oh, God, you're not. Okay, I'm going to think of something. We'll see how well you can focus.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Let me think.
She's thinking.
Her eyes are closed. Do we need a category?
Yeah.
Dad, give us a category.
Sports.
Oh I'm going to lose for sure. Okay.
Okay, I'll make it easy.
Okay. Softball.
No.
Oh,
oh my God.
So is this a sport I have played?
Yes.
Did I play it in grammar school?
Well, see, here's the thing.
Oh, see, that's hard.
See, that's the thing is, like, I don't know if you mean, like, on an actual team or just, like, you have played this game in your lifetime.
Kick the can.
No.
Okay. you make it sound like in my lifetime. That was a long time ago.
No, I mean, like, I have played hockey, but I've never been on a hockey team. That's what I mean.
Is it hockey?
No. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Okay.
Dad said sports, and it sounds to me like your head is going towards
a sport.
A sport, and not just the category of sports.
What else could be in
there? Players and teams.
Oh, I'm not going to know teams.
Okay. All right. Then let's start over. Dad, pick a different category. My answer is going to be LeBron James, by the way.
Never would have gotten that.
I know that.
Actors and actresses.
Oh,
oh God, no. Geez. Dad, you're terrible at this. Something you eat.
Something you eat. Okay.
Okay. I got one.
Is it sweet?
Yes.
Do I make them?
No.
Oh. I'm stumped already. What's sweet that I don't make? Is it some kind of candy?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay. Do I like this kind of candy?
I think so.
Ooh, does it involve dark chocolate?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well,
what kind
up?
Of candy doesn't have dark chocolate or milk chocolate in it? Okay.
Does
it have milk chocolate in it?
No, you should. No, oh. It doesn't. But
is it Skittles?
No, but I love that you assume things before you ask them. Like, it doesn't have milk chocolate in it. Does it have milk chocolate in it? Okay.
Okay, so it's sweet. I don't make them.
Correct.
And it has no chocolate in it.
Correct.
Is it a sucker?
No.
Is it?
She's using her. Shh. I forgot to film you when you're trying to count on your fingers.
Tim.
Because she doesn't know how to hold her pinky down.
What is sweet?
Cotton candy.
Is it cotton candy?
No.
We almost got you some today because we went to Santa Monica Pier.
Why didn't you bring me home cotton candy?
We forgot.
How was Santa Monica Pier?
But we talked about it. You know, it was really fun. It was a really nice, relaxing hour.
That's great. You drove all the way down there for an hour and a half?
We needed to get back, but yeah.
The first thing when we got on the pier, some street vendor comes up to us and he had bracelets.
Yeah.
And he comes up to Mom and he didn't say, would you like these? He just went, heh, heh, heh. It just made a sound. I was like,
well, you knew what he wanted. You knew what they wanted. They don't need to speak anything. It's just a noise.
Okay. Lifesavers.
No.
Do you find them in regularly in the candy aisles?
Yeah.
Do you buy them?
Sometimes.
Oh, so they're vegan.
Okay. I don't know.
Wait, I'm on 13.
You don't know how to count with your fingers? Do you need to sing ABC song? Yeah.
Okay. Gosh, it's sweet. It's a candy.
Yeah.
You can get them anywhere pretty much, and we do buy them.
Yeah.
Are they fruit flavored?
Yes.
Oh, so it's not Skittles. It's not Lifesavers. What else is fruit flavored?
Oh, my God.
Starburst?
Is it Starburst?
No.
We have 5 questions left, Tim. People help me.
They can't.
I know.
We're recording this a day before they listen to it.
Okay. Done. Do they come in different colors? Did
yes.
you ask that already?
They come in different colors.
What the heck? If it's not Skittles and it's not Lifesavers.
You really don't know candy unless it's chocolate, do you?
Right.
Oh my God, this family. They eat chocolate for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner.
Or Skittles.
Skittles. That's the only thing my family eats.
Okay. Does the name have 2 words in it or 1?
2.
Ooh.
Wait, that was not a yes or no question. Brat.
Okay, Tim. Oh, two, it's a two-worder, not chocolate. He doesn't know. He only eats chocolate.
My goodness. You guys are the worst. But it's not like you don't see them.
It's not like we don't see them. Not nerds. Not... Oh, what's the other ones you... I don't know.
I don't know either.
Jawbreakers.
Strawbreakers? No.
Jawbreakers.
No. Are those fruit flavored?
Jawbreakers? I don't... I think they have a good taste.
I just... They're just a big, so... huge thing. They just in your take face. Up so much time.
They do.
And space.
I can't do that.
I can't. I don't have... No.
When I was growing up, they say how many licks to the
center of a Tootsie Pop.
Could never get there.
No one ever did.
No.
Is it a gum?
I don't know how to answer this.
Like bubble gum?
No, it's not bubble gum.
But it's not gum.
It's no.
We've gone 20.
It's gummy bears.
Oh, you brat. We don't eat gummy bears.
Yes, you have.
Oh, I do not eat gummy
I have eaten
bars.
Gummy bears.
Bars? Oh, gummy
God.
Bars?
You're a mess. Mom. I gave you all. You could have asked, is it hard? Is it hard candy? Is it a chewy candy?
I'm thinking of a dog.
Is it on a stick? Why are
20 questions. Go.
You're thinking of a dog, 20 questions. It's Rottweiler.
No.
Is it big?
No.
Is it small?
Yes.
Have we ever owned one?
No.
Is it long-haired?
Yes.
Is it a Yorkie?
No.
Does it have curly hair?
No.
I forgot all of your answers.
It's hard, isn't it?
Okay, so it's a little dog that we haven't owned that has long hair?
Yeah.
That isn't curly?
Right.
And it's not a Yorkie?
No.
Is it a Shih Tzu?
No.
No, those have curly hair. Dang it. Do we know anyone that owns one?
No. Well, no.
Mom, use your... Put your pinky down. Put your thumb. Oh, my God. Why do I keep forgetting to film this?
Okay, no.
Okay.
She's almost halfway there.
But I don't think I know...
You know it.
Tiny, long-haired...
Do you want a hint?
No, I don't want a hint. I want to figure this out. If it's not a Shih Tzu and it's a small dog with long hair that's not curly...
Do you know what
Maltese?
It is? No.
Oh. I'm halfway there. I'm 10 in.
You have 10 in.
It's a dog.
It is a dog.
It's a small breed,
mm-hmm.
long haired,
mm-hmm.
not curly,
mm-mm.
not a Yorkie,
mm-mm.
not a Shih Tzu,
mm-mm.
not a Maltese.
Mm-mm.
Is it like a toy size?
Is it a toy size?
I don't know. I don't. Well, not like a.
Like it's Yorkie size.
No. Bigger.
Oh. So is it like Beagle size?
No, not that big.
What is so? It's a Shih Tzu size.
How many are you got? Like three.
Well,
questions
no, we're
left.
Just trying to answer.
No, you can't.
Oh,
you
okay.
Can't. Those are questions,
little Miss Candy Guesser. Listen. I don't think I know it.
Nanny used to raise them, breed them, and raise them.
I don't know that answer.
You don't know that? That's my grandmother.
I know who Nanny is.
Well, the peoples
oh.
don't know.
I thought you were lying, mad at me because I didn't remember who Nanny is. It was my great grandma. Oh my goodness gracious. I'm trying. I just.
You want a hint?
Sheltie?
No. You want a hint?
Yeah.
It starts with a P.
Poodle.
No.
Pomegranate.
Close.
Pomsky.
No.
Pomeranian.
Yes.
Dad mouthed it. I would have never got that. I forgot
more
that was
than
a
20.
I forgot that was a breed of a dog. I really only know big breeds.
Mm-hmm.
I only know big breeds.
Gotcha.
I've failed.
All
right.
That's okay.
Let's move on to questions.
I didn't know gummy bears.
Yeah. Yours was more of a fail than mine. let's be real. Paul, I've already forgot the name of the dog.
I don't eat gummy bears, so I wouldn't even think of gummy bears.
I didn't.
And you didn't know Pomeranians because you don't know Pomeranians.
I don't know Pomeranians.
We don't know anybody who has a Pomeranian.
We don't.
No.
I know Rots, Huskies,
yes.
Pit Bulls.
Labs.
Beagles. Golden Retrievers, Beagles. I'm just naming dogs now. That's what dog people do. People that love dogs just love to try and guess the breed of a dog. Have you ever noticed that? No cat lovers like, oh, I know the breed of that cat. It's always dog. People are like, oh, that's a, that over there's probably, it's got a mix. That's like a boxer lab over there. They're like, it's a husky. No, it's a boxer lab. I can tell. I know
Here's
dogs.
Here's the papers. No, it's not.
No, they lied. That's a boxer lab. It's a husky. It has long furry hair. That's the lab in it. All right, questions. Jeremy says, thoughts on the Georgia server who tossed a guy to the ground after he walked by and touched her butt. Did you see this video?
Yes.
She didn't throw him to the ground.
No.
She pinned him against a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was epic. I thought it was amazing.
I said, you go, girl.
Yeah. And I'm glad it ended that way.
Yeah.
and that he didn't try to attack back. But right. I think that was amazing. She didn't even give him a second to even.
Well, he won't give a second thought again. No. To
he
or he who, will take a second thought.
He will. Oh, he will
take a.
Yes. He will take a second thought before just walking past and grabbing a girl's butt.
Dad should have just filled in for me today.
I don't know what happened to you. Maybe you're getting too much sun. You're done. Does this season of podcasting need to end, Mom?
No.
All right.
Okay. Take away her phone before.
Yeah, there you go. You just don't get a phone. That's what did you in.
Well, I think we discussed that last time. My phone had to stay out in the other room.
Yeah.
Or something.
Oh, my God. You're worse than a teenager at a dinner table. All right. Daniel wants to know if you guys watch reality TV shows. Do you? Explore Dog Or doesn't count.
That's pretty reality.
It is, but that it's not a TV show. That's a web. It's a web series. I love Jersey Shore. I've watched all of those, and that's
the new one?
Yeah, the new one, The Family Vacation. I love that show.
So define reality TV.
Is that like Big Bachelorette, Brother, Big Brother, okay. Survivor,
yeah,
Naked and Afraid.
Oh yes, then we. Watched.
I watched HGTV. Anything on HGTV, which are, I guess, reality shows. They're like Home Improvement. A Home Improvement.
Oh,
the like, Home and Garden TV.
Yeah, the that's one what I HGTV. Like with the Gaineses.
Yes, Chip and Joanna Gaines. Chip and Joanna Gaines. Like. Yes, and then there's the Property Brothers. Yeah, all those. I watch those reality shows, and then the only like trash ones I watch are Jersey Shore and then Bachelors in Paradise.
Right, Bachelors in Paradise is pretty darn funny.
It's amazing. I will not watch Bachelor, Bachelorette. I will not watch The Proposal, but I will for
the
sure.
The Proposal is the worst.
It is the worst. If you guys don't know about the show,
my gosh, don't waste your time.
Don't put it out of your brain already.
We
should throw it in the garbage.
We shouldn't
where
have
that you've
it up.
Put all of your math that you've learned in. Don't watch The Proposal. It's the worst
Horrible.
Show in the world.
But they're promoting Shark Week this week.
They're promoting Shark Week
at Santa Monica Pier.
Are we still doing Shark Week? I guess
so.
Why are sharks? I mean, I like sharks. They're cool and all. They don't kill as many people as people let on. But I just don't understand everyone's obsession. Anyway, do you watch any other reality? You watch Bachelor.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Naked and Afraid. We watch that.
All right. Did you watch The Duggars? Were you into that?
No.
Yeah, Colleen watches reality TV. That's all she does is watch reality TV. Yeah. I don't think she watches any scripted. Unless it's like Waiting for Guffman people.
Right.
If it's by those people, then she's in it. But so our whole family, we only watch that stuff when she's around. Because she just puts it on without consent. But that's okay. Have you noticed that? She just turns things on and we're all like, oh, okay. We're watching this.
Well,
stuff.
I think she thinks if we objected, we'd turn it off.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're all very outspoken people.
We all are. I think none of us like silence. So we're like, oh, no. So good. Someone put something on. Fantastic. Kindred wants to know, what's your favorite video game of all time? I don't think their name was Kindred. I think that was another autocorrect. My computer needs to learn what's up.
It does.
But anyway, what's your favorite video game of all time?
I don't know the name of it. It's Super Mario 3. Is that the one I like? I always have to ask Trent.
I like Mario Party.
No, I did not like it. Oh, but that had Yoshi, the tongue guy. I liked him, right?
Yeah, okay. The tongue guy.
No, I liked... Is it Super Mario 3? Is that what it's called?
I don't know what that... Huh. I don't remember.
We played for hours and hours and hours.
Oh, yeah. The Super Mario games. I also like Smash Brothers.
Okay, no.
That was a fighting one. But I really liked Mario Party.
Okay.
That was my favorite. We're a Nintendo family.
We are. Bleh. We are.
Pong.
Pong?
His favorite was Pong.
Oh, Pong. I thought you were going to say Pac-Man. Pac-Man or pinball machines. Are those video games? Are pinball machines? There's not. Those aren't
arcade
video games.
Games?
Yeah, I guess that's more of an arcade.
They've put them on.
Pinball is not good unless it's like a huge machine.
Yes. That's
you can't.
Fun, though.
Pinball on the computer is a waste of time.
Mm-mm.
It's so bad.
To me, that's like when you, if you do gambling, which we don't anymore, but I mean, the wheels spin or whatever it is. Now they're all computer animated. I cannot talk today. And it's, you can tell. It's like,
you want
not as fun.
You want a real wheel spinning around
and
stuff.
I know that, yeah.
Yeah. The I end. Understand. I got you. You're old. I understand. I'm the same way. The few times I go to Vegas and the fewer times that
we
I gamble,
anymore, but yeah.
I like to put my money in the machines that I can... That are it's an actual
like,
machine.
Yeah.
It's not a computer.
Yeah.
You play the penny ones.
I love the penny
no
ones.
I have no idea how you win, and you always win.
I know. I have no idea how I win. I do. The David Busters the other day, I was hitting jackpot on jackpot. I was like, I need to get to Vegas pronto. Skindia, I still don't know if I'm saying your name right. She says, I believe the concept of romance is different for everyone. What is romance to you two?
What is romance to you?
To me, romance is when someone you love is doing something that they know is going to make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
So to some people, that's singing a song to them on the guitar and candlelight in the middle of a park.
Yep.
To me, I would hate that with a burning passion if someone did that.
To sit and watch a sports thing or that.
I don't know. Give a shoulder massage is great.
Oh, yes.
Making me food, fantastic. Yes. Building me something, romance. Jessica, I think.
Washing the dishes.
Jessica,
that's so romantic.
Yes. Jessica is the person that made me realize that romance isn't what Hollywood has portrayed romance.
Exactly.
Because Christopher will do something like bring her cold water without her asking, and she go, "Oh, romance."
Isn't that sweet? Because you know why? Because he knows her. And he knows what she needs before she knows she needs it.
Yes.
And that's...
romance...
It's very romantic when a person knows you that well.
Yeah, they do something for you to make you feel happy and good. That's romance to me.
They
paid
attention.
So that's what romance is. So I think the romance is the same for everyone, but it's how that romance is displayed is different for everyone.
Right.
Because I don't think you want Dad to play you a song on the guitar and sing to you. Maybe?
Well,
would you kind of giggle because Dad doesn't really sing or play the guitar at all?
He sounded like James Taylor.
Okay, but yeah, so that's the thing, though.
Yeah.
But I don't really need to go on a walk on a beach holding hands at sunset. I'd rather go play on a jungle gym.
Right. It's different for everybody.
So it is different for everyone, but the act behind it, the reasoning behind it is what the romance is for me. What Hollywood has portrayed as romance is one type of romance.
Yes.
So that's all.
And that's setting us all up for failure.
Yes, that is set because I thought I was crazy when guys would do the
big
stereotypical romantic things. And I'm like, I don't enjoy this. This is awkward for me. I just want to laugh at you. This is weird. And then I realized, because it is just genuinely Jessica just screaming romance that anytime someone did anything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, just anything. She'll be like, someone picks up her trash and she'll say romance.
Yeah.
And that's generally all it is. And then Katie says, do you and Gwen realize that you've talked about corn almost every episode?
Corn?
I did not corn, like corn.
We can talk on corn. I love corn on the
I know. She's saying that we talk about it every episode. I did not realize.
I thought it would be chickens, not corn.
Yeah, we don't talk about. Really? Do we talk about... I mean, we've talked about corn this episode now. But
maybe it auto-corrected to corn instead of chicken.
No, because I read it. I remember reading it on Twitter being like, really? Corn? I can maybe remember us mentioning it once.
I never remember talking about corn, but I'm sure we did.
And now we've talked about it on this episode, just proving her point even more.
That's true. What's her name?
Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
All right, but...
You're licking my armpit.
I am not! Mom, don't tell people what we're doing. We don't film it for a reason. He needs to go on a stroll. All right, but that's all I have for today. Do you have anything to add?
No, I don't.
Blaze, leave her alone. Sorry. Dad, anything? Any last words?
No.
Oh my God.
I moved the microphone for that.
All right, Mom, take us out then.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.